This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Labor Department says more than 67,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week. That number is down from the previous week, but it's still far more than average. State officials say $74 million was paid out in benefits last week. Over the past 4 weeks, nearly 280,000 claims have been filed in the state. The coronavirus continues to be especially hard on Colorado's elderly population. New state numbers show that more than 320 residents of nursing homes, group homes, and rehab centers have died in the pandemic. That's more than half of the state's total deaths. The number of reported deaths at the homes nearly doubled in a week. Governor Polis says he expects school buildings to reopen this fall with precautions in place. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Right now, some schools are focused on rescheduling graduations, while traditional ceremonies are a no-go. Polis told superintendents that alternatives are possible if there's proper social distancing and approval from local health departments. Jefferson County Superintendent Jason Glass hopes to use two stadiums in mid-August.
We might have to do some things like limit attendance and space people out in the stands and also space the graduates out.
Other districts are planning graduation parades. For next school year, Polis says staffs have the summer to plan for opening in a safer way, but officials say they must also plan to continue remote learning if the coronavirus spreads. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's weather forecast has snow for the mountains today and tomorrow, and rain along the Front Range. In Metro Denver, highs will be close to 70 this afternoon, then cooler Friday. This is CPR News.